Sunday. April 28th. All those memories we made are burning in my brain, and I'm stuck yesterday. The kid, the king. Here we go. Welcome to the show. Boom! Welcome back to the Why You Laughing Podcast. Oh boy, happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. Thank you guys for tuning in once again. I am your host, the Clappinator. I want to thank the great state of Vermont for having me. Barry, Vermont was great. I want to give a shout out to Ross Clark, who put that whole thing on, my best friend and my best buddy of all time. Man, it was a good time to be back on stage for the first time this year. A lot of things running through my mind lately about confidence. Oh, by the way, I should apologize. Last week, I had company. My madre was in town, so I was hanging out with her for most of the week, so that's why you guys didn't get an ep. But here we are again, back to serve the needs of the people. The people that still listen. By the way, shout out to all of you who are still listening to the show. I still love doing it. It's still a part of my DNA. And I like to come on here and tell a few stories and hopefully help some people out. And that's what we do. So the first thing that we're going to chit-chat about is the show. You know, I didn't really... Let's see. Where to begin? I wasn't really excited at first to do something like this because I didn't feel I was ready. I said to Ross on the phone, I was like, you know, do you remember back in the day where you were so excited to just get in the car and do anything and go anywhere? You know, it didn't really feel like a burden to have plans like that. And, you know, you were just psyched about everything, whether it was a show or an event or, you know, hanging out with your buddies or whatever. But now it's like when you're approaching 30. It's such a strange animal. You know, it's like you don't have the energy to do much stuff. At least I don't, you know, probably from just years of working at UPS and, you know, beating my body down to a pulp and, you know, but that's just how it is. I got to get back into exercise and I've taken a lot of time off, but just because things are expensive and I'm trying to get priorities together. And anyway, I don't have the energy anymore to do certain things. So, you know, when Ross asked me if I wanted to do this show, I was really excited at first because, you know, he's my best friend and I enjoy spending time with him and also spending time with a lot of my old friends from Vermont that I used to hang out with. But it's not the same. You know, it's not the same as when I was out all the time, rocking and rolling and doing what I wanted to do. And, you know, 20 years of being on stage, it takes a lot out of you. And it takes a lot out of you in the way that, you know, it's repetitive, it's hard work carrying equipment. But this time, come Saturday morning, yesterday, I was really excited. I woke up ready to play. And I had one of the best sets in a while. You know, obviously I haven't played since last year, but it was a ton of fun. And, you know, getting to see Ross go up there and do his thing with his band and, you know, just embrace the whole weirdness of the culture of music. You know, there's so many different cultures within the culture, if that makes any sense. But I guess, you know, the ambition of doing it, you know, you start to question yourself as the years go on. Like, can I still hack this? Do I still sound good? Is the message still coming across, you know? And I think that applies with everything. You always question yourself on certain things, and it's never going to be easy. But if you keep allowing yourself to be vulnerable and get up there and at least give it a shot, you know, I'll be completely honest with you, and it's not like I'm trying to blow smoke, but there are a lot of times where I notice the people who practice and who do not. I notice the people who put the time in and who don't. You know, you have to have a certain amount of love for what you do in any situation, whether it be a job or a relationship or music or any hobby. You have to have some sort of love for it. You know, not like unconditional love. You know, you can't let the important things get in the you have to let the important things get in the way when it's time. But, you know, if one of your passions is your love, then, you know, you put a certain amount of effort into it. And guys playing on stage yesterday was, I still feel that same sort of drug where it just pushes me to my limits. And I love that. I love just walking on stage. You know, Ross introduced me yesterday and it was just a big compliment. And, you know, getting the love from the audience is like, you put the work in and then you get that love back that you put it. It's a beautiful moment. And I can't believe that I've been able to be a part of it for 20 years. I started this journey 20 years ago. And, you know, there are a lot of people that are older than me. They're, you know, they don't, that conception of time has gone so quick. For me, it was like yesterday. It was like yesterday, me picking up an instrument and being like, okay, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life in some capacity or another. And it's never let me down in any way, shape, or form, other than the fact that I get disappointed when I can't put the pieces together as quickly as somebody else, maybe. Like, I struggle with that back and forth. You know, you see bands who delegate so much time to their music, or, you know, solo artists like the Kid Laroi, basically, who opened the show. That guy, he has such a unique talent. You know, guys like him and Post and, you know, there's so many guys out there. You know, 21 Pilots, for example, they're a two-piece. They put so much production into it, and they're just, you know, a team of one or two. You know, and me, I've been putting so much effort into this EP that I'm recording, I haven't really thought about live on stage performance in a while, because I have my focus on this specific part. So, you know, for me to go up on stage after months of working on this thing, it was a nice little break, but it was also a reality check too of, hey, those guys have been doing this. You know, there's a huge, I think maybe separation anxiety from being on stage and into the recording, because you get so much love when you're on stage from the audience, and, you know, they hype you up and vice versa. When it's you and your solo and your recording, it's you in a room, a microphone, a headset, you know, beats, guitars, drums, piano, bass, whatever you want to call it, synthesizers and lyrics. And, you know, it's just a whole mess of things. It's basically like you're alone with your thoughts. And, you know, a crazy guy like me, I'm always thinking about the next best lyric, the next best riff. Trying to move forward, I'm trying to do something different with all these songs that I write. You know, I want certain messages to come out loud and clear, and sometimes I want it to be subtle. So it's very much an exchange of differences in opinions, of lyrics, of stories, of hobbies, of distance. You know, all these things that are going into this record are stuff that I haven't talked about before. So it's an interesting challenge. I think a big part of this show, you know, kind of basically looping back around to the topic of positivity, has a lot to do with what, you know, I feel is missing from performances, which is confidence. And of course, stuff like that doesn't happen overnight. You know, you're not going to build confidence in a day. You know, if some strange mythical creatures flip it in, you know, a few days, and it works for them. For me, I didn't develop confidence on stage until I was probably, I'd have to say 15 or 16 is when things really started to get rolling. Because I was on my own after a couple of years of playing with a band. And, you know, even then, I would hide behind the microphone. I would hide behind my fears of doing well or whatever. But it's just like, you need to make those mistakes in order to build that confidence of like, okay, I'm not going to do that again. And everybody bombs. You know, that's the reality. It's like musicians that have been on stage for 40, 50 years bomb. Comedians bomb. Everybody bombs. It's not like it's, you're going to make mistakes and that's okay. And the cool thing is that there's always a chance to get up and do it again. If you go back and study, you know, for years, I didn't feel like what I had to say mattered. I didn't feel like what I had to offer in a studio, on stage, I didn't feel like any of that was worth it. Until I got heavily involved in, you know, being fed up with other people's opinions. You know, the reason why I even started it in the first place is just because the punk rock in me was hiding. And then in 2004, something woke me up and said, hey, you don't have to let this stuff bother you. Like, you don't have to let these negative thoughts defeat you. You can go out and say these things to your core and have that define your history. You know, you don't have to let people's negative opinions of you, of what you wear, or, you know, how you act, or what you think is cool. You know, punk defines all that. Defies. It defies all that because there's no specific box. You don't have to be involved in a clique in order to survive the music industry. You know, I remember when I dropped the live album, I had somebody from a very well-known record company reach out to me. And I'm not going to say their names or who they are because guess what, Pope? They don't matter. Folks, it does not matter. You could be any bum off the street nowadays and go viral. Look at Oliver Anthony. He goes on TikTok, writes a beautiful song, and now he's touring all over the flipping place. What does that say? It says, hey, the industry is not needed. Their opinions of what is cool to listen to and, you know, what they think is acceptable are no longer a factor. Why do you think nobody's watching the Oscars anymore? Why do you think that nobody's watching the Emmys or the CMA Award? Like, all these bull shows that have no place other than what the industry says is right and wrong. I could name you 10 guys that are more talented than half those people that go up on stage. But I won't, because in the end, it doesn't matter. What matters is that if you are one of those musicians, the 10 musicians or whatever musicians that don't get mentioned or don't get the credit that they deserve, then keep doing you. Do what makes you happy when it comes to your art. Have the confidence to say, I don't need anybody's opinion but mine when it comes to what I think is cool and how I'm going to walk the walk. Let that be your compass and let that be your guide to future projects. Did I think I was going to write another EP? No. I didn't think I had anything left to say. And it was a split-second decision of, hey, I am having all these feelings and, you know, resurgences of old stories coming up in my brain, and I want to talk about them, and now I have every right to talk about it, because, you know, things were invented for solo artists like me, you know, such as GarageBand, or, you know, I was just about to say Audacity, that would have been dating myself, or Logic Pro, or Pro Tools, you know, all this stuff is at your disposal. You know, my friend Minnie Jo is a pure example of that. She went out and taught herself how to operate all that stuff, and now she's performing live, And she's being the best version of herself, and she didn't need anybody else's approval but hers. Take that to the bank. Figure that one out, and, you know, you're going to see that it's so satisfying. We need people like that to keep going. We need people like that to share their stories. You know, when I had her on my podcast, I was so happy. I was like, finally, somebody that has an opinion that is not going to be bought by the industry. You know, it's never okay to let yourself down to make other people happy. It's not cool. Because in the end, you're never going to solve anything. You're always going to have these questions in your mind of like, why didn't I do this and why didn't I do that? Answer those questions yourself. Answer those questions with a microphone and, you know, a laptop or an iPad or whatever means of recording that you have. If you're an artist that's shy, figure it out. Put something together, you know, make noise. Ross said that last night on stage. He was like, we're going to make some noise, whether it's good or not. And that, my friends, is why him and I have been so close for 20 plus years. Is because he does what he thinks is cool. And far be it for anybody else to interrupt that. To get in the way of him having fun. That's the other thing. It's about having fun. You know, confidence, it's a strange realm to navigate. But if you have fun, that is like 55% of confidence is having fun. I go up on stage now and I have more fun than I ever had. Like when I go down south in June, I'm going to include every aspect of that trip and bring it on stage with me. The fact that I get to still get on a plane, fly down to a different spot, share my music with others, and, you know, hopefully inspire others to do so. You know, it's an amazing gift that I've received that I hope others can apply. You know, and again, I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. I wouldn't say that. Because I don't think anybody's better than anybody, really. It's like you have to have your own version of your story told if you want to have any sort of success. You know, I'm really hoping that me and Cal can get this documentary finished up. I know we've been talking about it for years, and we've filmed, and it's just scheduling, and we have lives, and we live in the real world where we actually have to work for a living in order to survive, and our hobbies come second. So, you know, but we will get it done, and that story is going to share why self-success instead of financial success is way better. You know, I look at people who are very close to me, and again, I'm not going to name names, but they have no confidence whatsoever. And they're very wealthy. And the only power they have is that they can, quote-unquote, buy their quote-unquote happiness. And it's really a shame. It's really a shame to see that with all the money and all the penthouses and all the world, that stuff is never going to make you happy. It's never going to give you any confidence, and it's never going to get you anywhere in anyone else's life but, you know, shutting the door behind them. And I feel bad for those people. I feel bad for them because the only thing that they've accomplished is that they've alienated themselves from everybody else when it comes to what really matters in your life, other than just gossiping and, you know, trying to make other people feel small, like you've accomplished something. You've accomplished nothing. You've accomplished zero. And I hope that they can live with that. And if they can, and they want to die alone, and you know, they want to die unhappy, then that's their prerogative, but not me. If I have to stay in this one little apartment for the rest of my life, I'm going to treat it like it's the biggest bachelor pad on the planet. because the time I got left, I'm not going to spend trying to leap and bound above everyone else just so I can make myself feel good. If I'm taking a ride, I want everyone to go on that ride with me. And it's about connecting with people, and you're never going to be able to connect with somebody if the only thing you're focused on is making the dough. Whether you believe that or not is your choice, but I'm telling you, I've seen it firsthand. I've seen it firsthand when I see a person say, oh, I need this pair of shoes for a flight. And I'm not talking like orthopedic or, you know, something for a handicapped person. I'm talking about someone who needs to slip on their Gucci in order to feel better about themselves to make them look better than everybody else in public. That's a sad life. That's a very sad and ugly reality that has been encroached upon us in commercials and TV and movies and really day-to-day life. You see it and you go, these people are aliens. They are not amongst us to get along. They're amongst us to show much how to show how much cooler they are than everybody else. Guess what? If you're a real rock star, and I'm not talking on stage, if you're a real rock star in life, you're not going to give two flips about any of that. You put your best foot forward, and you make it through the world like everybody else is trying to make it through the world, with confidence that you are struggling, but it's all for something. These people in the penthouses, they don't have a struggle. They make up their own struggles like they have it off horribly. Like these people who are watching those shows, like these reality shows, and you try to identify with the people who are living their life lavishly but still pretending like they've got all the problems in the world, I feel sorry for you. How about you turn on the TV and look at the people who are starving, who will never have any confidence in any system that can better their lives. They're looking for their next meal while you're looking for your next paycheck. Let that sink in for 2 minutes. You think that person who is starving for scraps has any confidence? They're confident that they're going to die. That's the only thing that they have. You know, and I'm not saying that, like, I have some monopoly and I have all the answers, because let me tell you something, I do not. I'm just as big a dummy as any other guy that feels this way. But at least I'm not living like I'm better than them. At least I'm not living like they're smaller than me. And, you know, this is, we're kind of going off topic with the whole confidence thing, but to have a purpose in life, to have a purpose of, like, just continuing, no matter the costs of how tough it is, to, you know, to make an effort to do better than the day before is very hard, but that's how you build your confidence, too. That's how you build your brain. To continue to try. You know, I've had really, really bad breakups in my life, like, you know, and bad fights, like with parents and, you know, siblings and girlfriends and really tight buddies, and, you know, it's never going to be what it was, and I regret that. I regret that we can't put the pieces back together sometimes, but, you know, it doesn't mean I'm going to stop trying. Because I have every confidence that someday things that are trivial in your life will blow over. As long as it takes. As long as you keep trying, the effort that you put in is what you're going to get back. That's confidence. Confidence is going up to somebody who you know, has way less than you, and you know you don't have a dime to your name, but you still give them a dollar. That's confidence. That's confidence in trying to fix the world we live in. You know, we're not, I'm not pretending like I do that all the time, but, you know, every once in a while when I have it and when I can do it, I will do it. You know, it's like, the people who are braggadocio, who put everything on social media like it's, you know, people need to know every minute of every day of your life. That's a sad little story. You've put yourself in a box that you can't get out of, in my opinion. Now it's like, you know, the only thing you have is your phone. There's no more human connection. There's no more, like, conversations. The reason I come on this podcast is because I bottle up a lot of stuff, and that's not good. But, I mean, at least I have some sort of sense to come on here and let you guys know what I'm thinking about and try to maybe put forth a good amount of effort into adapting to this life and trying to make changes and better myself and hopefully better somebody else, or at least let them know that I've been there too. And we have so much at our disposal where it comes to, like, you know, therapists and, you know, friends and psychiatrists, people who legitimately want to help you are there. If you have the confidence to go talk to them, you know, throughout the years, it's been really hard for me to say certain things and certain opinions of how I'm feeling because I didn't feel that I could until the straw that broke the camel's back was in October of last year, where I was really in my head and I didn't feel like I could get out until I got behind this mic and said so, which took a lot. It was very tough. But at the end of the day, it's needed if we want to figure out how to navigate a better part of our journey on this planet. You know, and I'm really blessed to have the people in my life that I have. You know, I still have both my parents at some capacity. We've started to put the pieces together. We're starting to learn from each other. I'm an adult. They're adults. Like, my friends are starting to figure out that, you know, I have certain things that I require in a friendship when it comes to, like, discretion, when it comes to trust, and that I don't put up with anything that is going to deter me from that. I'm not going to put up with, if you feel like you can't say something to me, then what do we have to talk about? And, you know, again, there are those people who will go behind your back and scream it from the rooftops, but they don't have the balls to say it to your face. And that's the type of individual that I do not have time for. I don't have time for it anymore. I'll be completely transparent about something. I've cut a lot of people off, and for good reason. And it's not because I hate them, but it's because they do not have an interest in me that I have shown an interest in them. And that's my saying, is like, I'm interested in people who are interested in me. And if you're not going to give 100% of an effort into something like that, then you have to find the people who you vibe with. But you're not going to be able to vibe with anybody if you don't take down that gate. It's like, we've lost the art of conversation. We've lost the art of having heart-to-hearts, you know. If we have nowhere to go, then what's the point in even trying? What's the point in even making friends? You know, it's a shame that we have to dodge every bullet around everyone when it comes to how you feel on things. you know, the long are the days where it says, hey, listen, do you mind if I talk to you for a second about something? That's not even a thing anymore. They'll just go behind your back and say it, and then you don't have anywhere to go, and then other people form opinions around you. It's just a snowball effect of negativity. So do yourself a favor. Find the confidence to open yourself up and find the confidence to make new friends and to have new stories told and places to go and travel. You know, traveling is so huge. Ari Shaffir started this new show called You Be Trippin', and he's having a bunch of comedians and friends on or whatever talking about places that they've traveled. I've listened to it. It's fantastic. But you only get those experiences if you pull the trigger on it. If you pull the trigger on, like, you know, I want to get a passport personally so that I can do some more traveling myself. But if you don't pull the trigger on that kind of stuff, you know, it's hard to move. You know, it beats standing still, folks. It beats standing in the same place that you've been your whole life. And trust me when I'm telling you, you'll find out more about yourself sitting on a beach somewhere and just looking out and finding healing properties for your mental health. And you'll discover a lot about, you know, where you can go and what you can accomplish. And have the confidence to do it. Because it's fun. And that's what this podcast is all about, a big amount of fun. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for tuning in once again. Thank you to Barry Vermont and Ross Clark for having me. This upcoming weekend, I will be at Hidden Treasures, I believe. I got to make a call with that connection, but I believe I'll be at Hidden Treasures in Swansea, New Hampshire on Saturday. I will post the dates and let you guys know what's going on with me. Everything else has been really, really good. The record is coming along tremendously. I'm really, really pleased with it so far. And I can't wait to share it with you. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. This has been a Why Are You Laughing podcast, and we are clear.